Today's daf is Erevin daf test. Today's daf, we're going to discuss three basic topics. First discussion on the daf is going to be about a beam that doesn't run directly over the walls of the mavi. It juts out a little bit into the Rishas Rabim, whether that can still be a korah that would be matir carrying in a mavi. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether it's mutter to carry in the area between the lechis or under the korah at the entrance of the mavi, and debates what Rabbi Yochanan, who allows carrying between the lechis, would say about carrying under a korah. And then in Amud Beis, we're going to discuss a lechi that's either near mi b'chutz v'shav mi b'fnim, or near mi b'fnim v'shav mi b'chutz. It's visible only from the inside of the mavoi, or visible only from the outside of the mavoi, what the status of such a lechi is, whether that can still be matir to carry in the mavoi. So we left off yesterday on the bottom of daf chesam and beiz, and the last thing we had mentioned was bein lechayim sha'asr, that Rav Chisda had said that everyone agrees that the area between the lechis, assuming that's an expression, between the lechis doesn't necessarily mean you have two lechis, you don't need two lechis, you only need one lechi at the entrance of a mavoi, but the area across from the lechi is asr, because that we got to that comment because the last real discussion on chesam beis was what about underneath the korah, the area directly beneath the beam, are you allowed to carry there? So we had a machlokas, and we had three explanations of what the basis of that machlokas was. So bein lechayim, we said divrei akol is asr. Tosos just points out on the bottom of Tosos, taima mishum de lechi havi afilu mashuhu vasil afuke. The reason that everyone would agree that bein lechayim is asr, even though it's a machlokas where they're allowed to carry under the korah, is that a lechi doesn't have a shear. A lechi could be even a mashuhu, it could be very tiny, whereas a korah has to be a tefach. So you have some space to carry under a korah, but if you start carrying across from the lechi, since it's just a mashuhu, it's very easy to go over that line and to end up carrying beyond the lechi. Va'asi la'afuka, you'll come to carry outside. Aval b'korah d'rochav a tefach leka l'mechash, but a korah which has a rochav of a tefach, which is a tefach wide, there's no such concern. Aval ein l'farish, Tosfos says that's the correct pshat, but don't tell me that the pshat is, in terms of why there's a machlokas by a korah, no machlokas by a lechi, is the time of the Rav Chisda mishum desover korah mishum heker v'lechi mishum mechitza, is that korah and lechi work in two completely different ways, that a korah works as a heker, and therefore there's a machlokas whether you can carry underneath it or not, but a lechi works midin mechitza, and it's the and therefore you cannot carry across from it. Umishum the Bach changes the gears over here. Mishum hachi bein lechiayim aser de'eno yachol lishtamesh elamina mechitza shalifnim, because and that's why between across from the lechi would be aser, because mechitza is only matir what is inside of it. Because Abaye had said a few days ago in Daf Hey that if the korah was more than 20 amos high and you came to lower it, according to one lashon over there, we said korah works midin mechitza, and kol shekein lechi does. V'kamar b'samuch mistavr milsid Rabbi Yochanan tachas akora avul bein lechiayim aser, and that same Abaye is going to say that mistavre milsed Rabbi Yochanan tachas akora, that tachas akora you're allowed to carry, but bein lechiayim it's aser to carry. So you see that the chilik between tachas akora and bein lechiayim is not a chilik between heker versus mechitza, because we have Abaye who we know that holds that that korah is mishum mechitza and lechi is also mishum mechitza, and he still makes the chilik. He holds they're both mishum mechitza, and he still makes such a chilik. V'ravanami yisle b'pirkin d'travayu mishum ekera, and Rava holds both the lechi and the korah are mishum heker. And Rava himself is still going to make a chilik between a lechi and a korah. So it has nothing to do, the chilik between a lechi and a korah has nothing to do with whether it works midin mechitza, whether it works midin heker. The whole chilik is a practical chilik, that a korah has to be at least one tefach wide, and that's why when it comes to a korah, there might be more room to say that it's mutter to carry underneath the korah, whereas a lechi is very narrow, could be very tiny, could be just a mashu, and therefore there's no there's no heter to carry across from the lechi. We are holding now four lines from the bottom of the page on Chesam Beis Barmine Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chista. What if you have the following case? Not shtei yisedos b'shnei kos le'mavui mibachutz v'iniach kora al gabei en mahu. What if you attach two pegs to the outside of the mavui? Normally, the way a kora runs across a mavui is that there are two walls that run along the entire length of the mavui, and you run a kora on top of those walls. But what if instead of running the kora on top of those walls, you stick two pegs to the ends of those walls and you put the kora over those two pegs? So the kora is just outside the mavui. Instead of being running over the entrance to the mavui, it's just outside the mavui. Its inner face of the kora is flush against the mavui, but the kora itself, the whole width of the kora, is a little bit beyond the mavui. It's just outside the mavui. So what's the halacha? Is such a kora a valid kora to be matir carrying in the mavui or not? Samarlay, so he said it comes out ironic. The one who says that it's mutter to carry underneath a kora would say that it's that this type of kora would be asur, this type of kora would not be matir the mavui. L'divrei oser mutter, but the one who says that it's asur to carry underneath a kora would say that this type of kora would be a valid kora. Why? What's the svara? So Rashi explains. L'divrei oser, the one that says you're not allowed to carry underneath a kora in a regular mavui is because we're assuming, like the explanation, that it's chudo hapnimi yorid v'sosein, that we view the inner surface of the kora to be what makes the mechitza. So if that's the case, you can't carry underneath the kora because then you're beyond the mechitza. But it would turn out that if the inner surface of the kora is flush against the mavui, so that's perfect. It works out very well that you have a wall right up against the entranceway of the mavui, and it will be matir carrying in the mavui. But if you hold that it's mutter to generally carry underneath the kora, that's because you hold the chudo achitzon yorid v'sosein, that it's the outer surface of the kora that makes the mechitza. So if it's the outer surface of the kora that makes the mechitza, you're allowed to carry under the kora. But when the kora is beyond the area of the mavui, it turns out that the imaginary mechitza that the kora makes is separate from the mavui. It's not directly, it's not flush against the mavui. It's at some distance from the mavui, at least a tefach. The kora has to be a tefach wide. So at least a tefach away from the mavui, and therefore it's not going to be a valid mechitza, it's not going to be a valid kora if you view it as chudo hachitzon. Rashi asks the obvious kashi, he says, but wait a second, so what? It's more than a tefach away from the mavui. When you have a wall that has a space in it, a gap in it, of a tefach, we have a concept called lavud, and we say that we view that gap as if it's completely closed. So why do we care that it's more than a tefach away from the mavui? Why would that necessarily make it aser? So that's what Rashi deals with on the bottom, on the very last line. He says, "Vahach lav mechitza mamishu lahachshir hefsek avir shemikanu mikan al yidei lavud." This isn't really a physical mechitza; it's an imaginary mechitza that we view the outer edge of the beam as if it were a mechitza. So we're not going to apply lavud to an imaginary mechitza. And what exactly does Rashi mean by that? That we don't apply lavud to an imaginary mechitza? So the Ritva explains that if the mechitza was literally yored at the entrance rate of the mavui, so we would definitely say lavud from the end of the walls of the mavui to that mechitza that's yore, that's actually physically there, because it's less than three tefachim, and whenever it's less than three tefachim, we're definitely going to say lavud. But the edge of the kora, which is not literally a mechitza, it's not a mechitza mamish, it's not shayach to say lavud lemata klape avir that doesn't have anything. I mean, you can't say lavud from the ends of the walls to from the ends of the mavui walls to an imaginary wall, because there's nothing there. There's no actual physical structure there. So you can't consider the kosle mavui as if they attach to this mechitza that's yored, because there is no physical mechitza that's yored. Lavud has to attach to something. It could close a gap, but this gap is forever. The ends of the mavui walls have nothing across from it physically. It's only an imaginary wall. So that's how the Ritva explains Shitas Rashi. He asks, the Ritva points out, B'shem Tosfos, I'm not sure which Tosfos, but he asks, B'shem Tosfos is quoted by other Rishonim as well, that the din of Lavud should still apply Lamala on the korah itself, and we should consider the chuda hachitzon of the korah as if it's mechubar to the kosel. Meaning, okay, granted, so the wall ends along the whole height of the wall. The mavoi wall ends are not going to be able to attach to anything beyond them because there's nothing really there beyond them. What about at the very top, where the korah runs across these pegs that are toward the top of those walls? Why don't we consider the outer edge of the korah as if it were mechubar to the walls, and therefore it would be considered, it would turn out that the mechitza that's yoreid, mechuda achitzon of the korah, is considered attached to the walls, because the whole top beam should be considered attached to the walls. So he said, meaning the whole outer part of the top beam should be considered as if it's connected to the inner part of the top beam, and to the walls that it's flush up against. So the Ritva is metarit, b'shem tosos, that you can't be mechaber to two things with using lavud if there is something stuck in between them. Meaning, lavud only works when there's no hefsik, when it's just avir. When you have something else in between, then you're not going to say lavud. By the outer edge of the korah, you have the whole rest of the korah that's being mafsik between the outer edge of the korah and the actual wall ends of the mavoi. So you're not going to be able to say lavud on the top from the outer edge of the korah to the wall ends on the top of the mavoi. The Rashba says, no, the reason we don't say lavud over here is because we only say whenever we say lavud, we always see the area in between as if it's filled in, and as if the two corners attach to each other and they fill in the entire gap. But when you have a korah that's put on top of pegs, if you view the mavoi as if it extends and goes all the way out until the chuda hachitzon, till the outer edge of the korah, it turns out that you see that you would view the korah as if it doesn't exist. Meaning, Lovett says you view everything as if it's filled in. So if you were to view everything as if it were filled in, then you'd fill in the entire width of the korah as well, and the korah wouldn't exist. So you can't be machshir mavoi unless you have a korah that's a rochav tefach. So you can't tell me, well, legabe the hefsik will consider the korah as if it doesn't exist and as if it's not mafsik and will make it a lavud. And legabe the tikkun of the mavoi will consider it as if it does exist and will be a tefach. You can't go in two opposite directions. You have to pick your poison and say one way or the other. That's how the Rashba deals with this issue. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So again, so we wanted to know, what's the din of this beam that's sticking out beyond the mavoi a little bit? So the first opinion was Rav Chista's opinion that l'divrei ha-matir asur, l'divrei ha-oser mutar. It completely hinges on what you hold in terms of chuda achitzon versus chuda pnimi. How does a beam matir carrying in a mavoi? Is it the inner surface or the outer surface that's matir? That's Rav Chista. Rava Amar, Rava says no. L'divrei ha-oser nami asur. Even if you hold, you're not allowed to carry underneath a korah at the entranceway of a mavoi, it would still be usur over here to carry in this mavoi that has the beam just beyond it. Why? For a korah to work, it needs to be on top of the mavoi. In this situation, the korah is not on top of the mavoi. Is that really true that the korah must be on top of the mavoi, and whenever it's a little bit beyond the mavoi, it's no good? But we have the following braisa. Haisa karaso mishucha o taluya. If the beam is mashuch or talui, so we're going to assume, the Gemara is going to point out, that mashuch means our case, where it's a little bit beyond the mavoi, it's not directly over the walls of the mavoi. Pachos migimel ein sarach lavi koracheres. If it's less than three tvachim out, so you don't need to bring another beam, that beam works to be matir carrying in the mavoi. Gimel, sarach lavi koracheres. If it's three tvachim or more beyond the mavoi, then you do need another korah. That korah is not going to work. Rav Shum Gamliel says, no, pachos mi dalid ein sarach lavi koracheres. Dalid tzarech levi koracheres. It's not, we don't look at whether it's three tvachim or not, we look at whether it's four tvachim or not. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds that lavud is four tvachim. That lavud is not three tvachim. We say a din of lavud up until four tvachim. But bottom line is, my lav, What is it? How do we touch the words meshucha and tluya? Doesn't it mean meshucha mi bachutz utluya mi bifnim? Doesn't meshucha mean that it's our case where the pegs are holding the beam a little bit beyond the entranceway to the mavoi, where it's outside of the mavoi? And tluya means it's mi bifnim. Tluya means it's on the inside of the mavoi. Isn't that what it means? What does it what does it mean on the inside of the mavoi? It would mean that it's that the korah, instead of resting on top of the both wall of the walls of the mavoi, if you look at the picture in Rashi, doesn't hit the side walls of the mavoi. It just runs across like a T, but it doesn't actually reach the side walls of the mavoi. That's what tluya means. So the whole issue is, from the end of the korah till the side wall of the mavoi, if you have within lavud, it's okay. If it's not within lavud, it's not okay. But that's not what our raya is from. Our raya is from the meshucha case. Isn't meshucha exactly our case? So you see over here that meshucha does work. So how could you, Rava, tell me that anytime something is not directly over the walls of the mavoi, it's not a good korah? You see over here that it is a good korah, even though it's not directly over the walls of the mavoi, as long as it's within lavud. Says Gemara, lo, you misunderstood. That's not what meshucha means. Edi v'edi mi bifnim. Both meshucha and tuluya mean that it's inside the walls of the mavoi. Meshucha mi ruach achas utluya mishtei ruchos. Meshucha just means that it reaches one side wall of the mavoi, but not the other side wall of the mavoi. Tuluya means it reaches neither side wall of the mavoi, that the beam runs across the center and does not reach along either side wall of the mavoi. So what's the svara to assume that there would be a difference whether it reaches one side wall or zero side walls? I might have thought you could say lavud in one direction, but not in both directions, not on both ends of the beam. And therefore comes to tell me that we say lavud even when it's on both ends of the beam. The Rashba raises the following kasha. Since we're talking about that's the next piece. So okay, so that's the havamina. I might have thought that you don't say lavud on both ends. So kamash malan that you do say lavud even on both ends, even off both ends of the beam, as long as they're within three tefachim of the side walls of the mavoi. Rav Ashi Amar, Meshucha Vihitluya. Rav Ashi says, no, a different explanation. So again, so far we said when it's Meshucha Utluya, the Brisa said, as long as it's within Lavud, it's good. We first thought Meshucha meant it's outside of the Mavoi, Tluya meant it's inside. Now we said, no, they both mean it's inside. Meshucha just means it touches on one side and not the other. Tluya means it touches on neither side. Rav Ashi says a third explanation of what Meshucha Utluya means. It's one case. Meshucha Vihitluya. It means a case of Meshucha that itself is Tuluya. What does that mean? Ve'echidami, kigon shena shte yesedos akumos al shnei kosle mavui. You take two bent pegs and put them on top of the two walls of the mavui, she'ein begovan gimel, ve'ein bak mimosean gimel, that are neither three tfachim high nor three tfachim across, and you rest the beam on top of those pegs. So the way it works out is, it turns out if you have pictures in the there's a picture in Rashi, but if you have other pictures it might be a little better, but you see that the beam is not, would not, if you tried to rest it on the walls of the mavoi, it would not be wide enough to actually rest on the walls of the mavoi. What you did is you stuck these little pegs off the walls of the mavoi, jutting toward the inner part of the mavoi and up a little bit, and put the beam across those pegs. So the tema, O Lavud Amrinon, O Chavud Amrinon, I might think we could either say Lavud or Chavud. Chavud means that we view it as if it's down. That's something that's a little bit raised, we view it as if it were lowered down. Lavud just means you fill in a gap of three tefachim. So I might think we could do one or the other, say Lavud or Chavud, but Lavud v'Chavud lo Amrinon. But you're not going to say both to make this beam okay. Meaning, in order to make this beam okay, it needs to go out toward the, it needs to extend further out toward the walls of the Mavoi, and to go down to be resting over the walls of the Mavoi. I might think we should not be able to apply both of those halachos and Moshe Misinai simultaneously. Kamashmala, and therefore comes to tell me that it's no problem to apply both Lavud and Chavud. Now here the Rashba asks the Kasha. He says, wait a second, if we're talking about pegs that are not three tvachim high, nor do they extend three tvachim across, why do you have to say chavut at all? Just say the whole thing is midin lavud. Lavud would work to fill in it. Lavud works in all directions. It works to fill in gaps, horizontal, vertical, otherwise. So if the whole thing, if the edge of the beam is within three tvachim from the top of the mavoi wall, so that's lavud. Just say lavud. What do you have to say? Lavud and chavut. So lavud could work at an angle also. It doesn't have to, you don't have to say dafka that we have to only work at right angles, that lavud goes this way and chavut goes that way. No, you could say the whole thing is just lavud. So he doesn't understand what the Gemara is saying about two separate halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim. So says the Rashba that it seems in the Gemara that the height is less than three tvachim, and that the distance from the side on the side from the mavui walls is less than three tvachim, but that does not necessarily mean that the edge of this beam is within three tvachim of the mavui walls. Meaning the height may be less than three tvachim and the distance across is less than three tvachim, but the diagonal may be more than three tvachim. A squared plus b squared equals c squared, right? So the diagonal. A little bit I got. So the diagonals could still be more than three tvachim, and therefore lavud won't work as a direct connector between the side of the edge of the beam and the ends of the walls. That's how the Rashba understands. They quoted the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Sukkah, in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Aleph, in Chidush HaGrach on the Rambam. Reb Chaim writes that, no, Reb Ashi means to say that even if at an angle, if on the diagonal between the beam and the kosel, it's less than three tefachim, still you would need to say chavut. Lavud alone would not suffice over here. Because he says as follows, there's no halacha of lavud, or the halacha of lavud only considers the makom of the korah and the makom of the kosel to be attached to each other, but nevertheless the korah is still considered to still be in its place. It's just that in its place we view it as if it were attached to the walls, but it's not resting on the walls, and therefore you still need chavut to make the korah resting on the walls. Meaning he says lavud doesn't actually physically change anything. Lavud makes a chibur, but it does not make change the physical positioning of the beam. Physical positioning of the beam is still not resting on the walls. So maybe that there's no psul of a gap, but there are two dinim over here. There's a problem of a psul of a gap, so that love it solves. But there's another problem that you actually need a beam resting on the walls. And over here, the beam is not resting on the walls. So forget about the psul of the gap, but you don't have a beam resting on the walls, and that's what you need chavut to do. Chavut comes along and allows allows the beam to be considered to be resting directly on the walls. Now, the Gemara had said that kamash milan what? That we're allowed to apply both chavut and lavud. Which one do we apply first? First lavud, then chavud. First chavud, then lavud. Does it make a difference? So the Rashba explains that we say first the din of chavud, that we view it as if it's lower down, and then we apply lavud to make the beam reach across to the side walls. And the Stipler explains that based on what the Rashba writes, based on the other Rashba that we just mentioned, where the Rashba asks, why do I even need chavud? After all, I already have lavud. Lavud alone should be enough. So that's why the Rashba said that the wall, that the diagonal is actually more than three tefachim. So it comes out that you have to first say the din of chavut and then say the din of lavud. That first you have to view it as if it's lower down, so it's within three tefachim, and that meaning you have to bring it within three tefachim first. Because right now, when it's all the way up, it's not within three tefachim of anything. I mean, it's within three tefachim of air above the walls. That doesn't help me. It's got to be within three tefachim of something, of the walls. So first you say chavut, and then you view the lavud across as if it's within three tefachim of the walls. That is the Rashba. The Ritva seems to disagree. The Ritva says that let's leave out the Ritva. It probably turns out that the Ritva holds otherwise. That first you'd say lavud, then chavud. But let's go weiter in the Gemara now. So says the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Zaka Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. The area between, across from the lechi, and the area underneath the korah, has a din of a karmelis, which means you're not allowed to carry there. You're not allowed to carry in a karmelis. So Amalei poked Tani Levra. He said, go teach that somewhere else, because we don't accept that. Amar Abaye mistavrim milsei de Rabbi Yochanan tachas hakaris. Abaye says, and we quoted this in Tosfos before, Abaye says, what Rabbi Yochanan says makes a lot of sense for the area underneath the beam, that you shouldn't be able to, that it has a din of a karmelis, avol bein lechiyayin aser, but between the lechis, that's going to be aser. So I must have said it wrong, right? Nidon ki karmelis must be that why would that be that it's mutter to carry in it? I don't know. What? It's aser. Yeah, but we're saying that he says I mistavra milsad Rabbi Yochanan when it's underneath the korah, but between the lechis is going to be aser. Rabbi Yochanan said puktan levra. Oh, good. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan said puktan levra. He said it's got to be mutter. Right. So that's what Abaye says, that mistavra milsad Rabbi Yochanan taksa korah, that Rabbi Yochanan's correct that it's mutter underneath the beam, but bein lechiyayin is aser, but between the lechi across from the lechi is going to be aser. V'Rava Amar bein lechiyayin nami mutter. And Rava says it's mutter underneath the beam and it's mutter across from the lechi. So this is a fundamental machlokas. Abaye and Rava. Abaye holds Rabbi Yochanan only allows carrying under the beam, but would not allow carrying between the lechis, the poles at the entrance of the mavoi, because we'll see why in a second. And Rava holds that Rabbi Yochanan even allows carrying between the poles. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring rayas as to who's correct. Is Abaye correct or is Rava correct? So we're going to have three rayas. Amar Rava, mina aminala. So Rava says, how do I know that I'm correct that bein lechiyayim is also mutter, that it's mutter to carry both under the beam and across from the lechi? The chiyas ravdimi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, makom shein bo dalet al dalet, mutter le b'nei rishus rab, le b'nei rishus yachid, le kasif alav, ubulvad shalom. If you have an area that's less than 4x4 tfachim, so it's standing right there in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or right between Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so it's not its own makom chashuv because it's less than 4x4 tfachim. So both people from it's considered makom ptur. Both people from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim as well as people from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid could rest their packages on this area as they're walking. Meaning it's makom ptur, so you're allowed to take from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to it or from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to it. But one thing they have to be careful about is they can't switch between you can't have someone from Rosh Hashanah Yachid put it down on the on this Makom Ptur and then pick it up on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim side and carry it out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That you can't switch from one to the other because people will think that you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. People will come to do Hotzah and Shabbos. So what he's suggesting is that Rav is suggesting this is a riot to him. Why? Because between the lefties is also a makom bifnei atzmo, and it's batel to and therefore it should be batel to either place to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid or batel to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It should be mutter to put something down from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on it, from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid on it. So you should be allowed to carry in between the lechis. It should be just like this makom ptur. So says the Gemara of Abaye Hasam beGavah Gimel. Abaye would say no. Over there it's three tefachim high, so it's clearly recognizable that it's a distinct location. But between the lechis, where people aren't going to recognize it, if you allow people to carry between the lechis, they're just going to walk right outside into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's going to be a bigger problem. So Abaye is not convinced by that raya. So Abaye says, I'll tell you my raya. Amar Abaye, mina aminala. How do I know that I'm correct that it's aser to carry in between the across from the lechi? Damar Rabbi Chama bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Tocha Pesach, Tzarech Lechi Acher La'atiro. The area inside the Pesach, if you have a mavoi that has these wide entranceways, when the mavoi is closed on three sides, and then on the fourth side, it's partially closed, but it has an opening. So if the partial closure, the partial walls on the fourth side are very thick, so then you need another lechi to allow carrying within that entranceway to the mavoi. So you see that you need another lechi to be matrid, even though they themselves work as a lechi, because they jut out into the entranceway of the mavoi. So these walls should themselves work as a lechi. Why do I need another lechi to be matrid them? Because you're not allowed to carry across from the lechi. So you need a narrower lechi if you want to be able to carry in this wider doorway. And if you're going to tell me, no, the case is that it's 4x4 tefachim, that's how how wide these doorways of the Mavui are, and therefore it's considered its own separate Rishus that's a Karmelis and is Asur Midrabanan to carry in, and that's why you need another Lechi. No, but we learned even if it's not Dalet al Dalet, you still need another Lechi. So this is my Raya, says Abaye, that you're not allowed to carry within the area between the Lechis, because when the wall continues on the fourth side partially and creates a Pesach, the width of the wall to carry across from the width of the wall is itself a Lechi, and you're not allowed to do it. So V'Rava, Rava would respond, Hasam de Pesuach leKarmelis, Aval Rosh HaSarabi, Mai Shari. That's only when it's when the Mavoi opens up into a Karmelis. That's where we're going to say that you're not allowed to carry in the across from the Lechi. But if the Mavoi were opened up into Rosh HaSarabim, then you'd be allowed to carry across from the Lechi. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Yetziva Ba'ara V'gira B'Shmei Shemaya. You're treating your illegal aliens better than you're treating your citizens. Okay, we'll leave politics out. But you're treating your illegal aliens better. That's so backwards. What kind of system is that? When you're right across from a Karmelis, so that's Luchora should be less of a problem than when the Mavoi opens up into the Rosh HaSarabim. And yet, what are you telling me? That when the Mavoi opens up into a Karmelis, that's what we're going to say, you're not allowed to carry across from the Lechi, but when it opens up into Rosh HaSarabim, now you are allowed to carry? You're taking the bigger problem and making it a lesser problem. So he says, in Matza Minas Mino Vineyar. Yeah, I hold exactly that way. He says, when the Mavoi opens up into Rosh HaSarabim, the two areas are so different from each other, the Mavoi on the one hand and the Rosh HaSarabim on the other, that no one's going to come to get confused and carry from the Mavoi into the Rosh HaSarabim. They're not going to associate the two Roshios with each other. But when the Mavoi opens up into a Karmelis, they're very similar areas. The area of the Mavoi and the area of the Karmelis are much closer to each other. So Matza Minas Mino Vineyar, we view the two like kinds, the area of the Mavoi and the area of the Karmelis, as being similar enough to each other that they could easily be mixed together and confused, and you're going to end up carrying from the area between the Lechis all the way out into the Karmelis. So that's why we're more machmir when it opens up into a Karmelis. That's a borrowed expression, Matza Minas Mino Vineyar. That's an expression from Milchus Kashrus, from Yaradeya, when Tam is being transferred, when two different things are, when you have the Dine Tarovis. Okay, we're not going to get into it now. Very important Ran in Maseches Nedarim about that, but okay. Amar le Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua. So now we had Rava's Raya, the reason Abaye doesn't accept it. We had Abaye's Raya, the reason Rava doesn't accept it. Now we have a third Raya. Again, all of this is to bring a Raya in the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. When Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter to carry under the Korah, does he also say that it's mutter to carry across from the Lechi? That was the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. So here's Raya number three. Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rav Yeshua and the Rava. Va'atlos Tizriel d'ben l'chiyai nasser. Rava, do you not hold that between the Lechis is Asr? V'amr Rabba bar Berchana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mavoi sheritzvah b'lechi and pachos midalid, Banal machlokas from Hashem Gamliel v'Rabbanan. That the Rabbi Yochanan had said that when lechis are lined up within four tefachim of each other along the inner side wall of a mavoi, yeah, it's not just one lechi. You have multiple lechis all lined up one after the other within four tefachim of each other. We only allow carrying. We'll see. You're gonna be subject to machlokas from Hashem Gamliel and the Rabbanan about how much is lavud. Is lavud three tefachim or is lavud four tefachim? The Rabbanan say lavud is three tefachim. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says lavud is four tefachim. So the Rav Shmuel Gamliel da amar amrinan lavud. So according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that lavud is up until four tefachim. So mishtamish ad chudo hapnimi shalechi hapnimi. When you have multiple lechis lined up within four tefachim of each other, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, there's lavud, and therefore we view them all as one big lechi. So what are you allowed to carry up until the inner surface of the innermost lechi? Meaning the entire area across from all of these lechis is out. You're not allowed to carry them. You're only allowed to carry in the mavoi up until the inner surface of the innermost lechi. The Rabbanan damri lamrin in lavud, but according to the Rabbanan that don't say lavud, that when it's more than three tefachim and less than four tefachim, so then mishtamish ad chuda pnimi shel chitzon. Then you could carry up until the inner surface of the outermost lechi, because the outermost lechi stands independent of all the other lechis, since they're more than three tefachim apart from each other. But either way, whichever shita you hold in terms of lavud, where do we see you're allowed to carry until? only until the inner surface of the lechi. Whatever you consider the lechi, if you hold of lavud, you consider the whole thing as one big lechi. If you don't say lavud, you only consider the outer one as a, you consider the outer one as its own separate lechi. But either way, according to both shitos, you're only allowed to carry up until the lechi, but not across from the lechi. So says Rav Huna to Rava, how could you think that Rabbi Yochanan holds you're allowed to carry across from the lechi? Avol bein lechiayin de kulei alma aser. Everyone says it's aser to carry between the lechis over here. So Rava responds, V'Rava hasamnami de pasuch lekarmelis. Rava would say, yeah, that's because in that case we're talking about where the mavo opens up into a karmelis. And I agree that we would say it's aser when it opens up into a karmelis because it's too easy to get confused and carry outside. Avol rishus harabim mai shari. What would be the din if it was opened up into rishus harabim? Then it would be mutter. Yetziva biyara v'gira b'shmei shemaya. What kind of government is this? So in matzah minas mina v'neir. Yeah, that's the way it works. That when two like kinds are right up against each other, so we assume they're very easily confused for each other. Okay, Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says a different explanation. Maybe the case is like this. Kigon charatzbu b'lechiyayim pachos pachos me'arba'a b'meshach arba amos. Maybe the reason you're only allowed to carry up until the inner surface of this of the lechi and not all the way to the outer surface of the lechi is because, yes, they're less than four tefachim apart from each other, but how many? We just said a series of lechis that are less than four tefachim apart from each other. How many lechis? Well, maybe it's enough lechis that when you put them all together, it makes dalet amos. And once you have a lechi that's dalet amos, now it's not just a lechi, now it's its own rishus. It becomes its own separate rishus. So the Rav Shmuel Gamliel da Amar Amrin and Lavud Havli Mavui. According to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, that we say Lavud, when you put all of these lechis together through Lavud, they now become their own area of dalet amos. They become their own Mavui. Vitzarech lechi acher la'atiro. And you're going to need another lechi to allow this Mavui, meaning the Mavui that's inside of these lechis, maybe Enochinami, maybe that's more. But now you have a new mavoi. You have this area of dalet amos that's across from all of these lechis. So that you need another lechi to be matir. And according to the Rabbanon who say that we do not say lavud, lo tzarech lechi acher la'atiro. So you don't need another lechi to be matirit. So frek the Gemara. Wait a second. According to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, why don't we consider it like a case where the lechi is visible from the outside and not visible from the inside? So says the Gemara. Midu taima. Meaning we're about to have this discussion about nir mibachutz v'shavim mibfnim, that if the lechi is only visible from the inside of the mavoi, we're about to see that it's completely valid. If it's only visible from the outside of the mavoi, we're going to have a machlokes whether it's kosher or not. So he said, according to Rav Shmuel Gamliel, why don't we consider it nir mibachutz? It's visible from the outside, but shavim mibfnim. So midu time el Rabbi Yochanan hakiyasa Ravin Amar. He does consider it exactly like Nir Mibachos Veshav Mibifnim, but we're explaining Rabbi Yochanan Shita, and Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that that's not a good lechi. That a lechi that's Nir Mibachos Veshav Mibifnim, that's only visible from the outside of the Mavui and not from the inside of the Mavui, is not a good lechi. So that's why it's no good. Itmar. So now let's discuss this. Nir mibefnim v'shavim mibechutz. Nir mibechutz v'shavim mibefnim. Say itmar. Nir mibefnim v'shavim mibechutz. Nido mishum lechi. If the lechi is only visible from inside the mavoi, but is not visible from outside the mavoi, that's perfectly fine. That's a perfectly good lechi. Nir. Why is that a perfectly good lechi? Because the lechi clearly is for the people inside the mavoi. The lechi is clearly meant as a heker. That's how the Rishonim explain over here. That unlike a korah where we had a machlokas, whether it's primarily for the people on the inside or for the people on the outside, the lechi has to be understood as being primarily for the people on the inside. So that's why it would be considered a good lechi as long as it's visible for the people on the inside. That's how Rabbeinu Yohanan writes that everyone wrote that it's nidun mishum lechi because the ikar hekra lechi nasa lebnei amavui ukshneir mibefnim harei yesh hekra lebnei amavui. It serves as a proper hekra. Nir mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim. bifnim. But what if the lechi is only visible from the outside, but not from the inside? Meaning, let's say the lechi is placed in a way where from the inside it's flush up against the inside wall. So you don't see it jutting out at all inside of the mavui. It's flush up against the wall from the inside. From the outside of the mavui, you see that it extends beyond the wall of the mavui toward the outside. But from the inside the mavui, it's flush against the wall, so you don't recognize it. So Rabbi Shimba, Rabbi Chadam or Nido Mishum Lachi, Chadam or Eino Nido Mishum Lachi. Machlok is Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Shimba, Rabbi, whether it counts as a lechi or not. Who holds what? So Testayim Rabbi Chiyah who damar Nido Mishum Lachi. It must be Rabbi Chiyah is the one that holds that it is a valid lechi. How do I know that? Ditani Rabbi Chiyah, because Rabbi Chiyah taught the following case. Kosel shetzido echod kanus michavero. If you have a wall that is that part of it is narrower than another part of it, whether the difference in the width of the wall is visible from the outside but not from the inside of the mavui, or whether the difference in the width of the wall is evident from the inside and not evident from the outside of the mavui, nido mishum lachi. Either way, it counts as a good lachi. What does it mean if it's evident from the inside? It helps to have pictures over here, but I'll just use this, and people, the recording will have to suffer. If you have here's a wall, so you'll notice my masifta is a little thicker than my regular gemara. So it's the wall is thicker over here at this end than it is at this end. So if the side that's toward me is the inside of the mavoi, so if to me it looks, I can't tell that any part is thicker because from the inside it's flush up against, it looks normal. But if you look at the outside, you could see very clearly that this part is thicker than this part. So that's near mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnin. If I do like this, now it's near mi b'fnin v'shava mi bachutz. I can see from the inside that it's thicker, and from the outside it seems to be, it seems not to be any, it's just a straight wall. So that's the, either way, Rabbi Chiyah says, that counts as a lechi. So apparently a lechi can work both whether it's when it's visible on the inside and when it's visible on the outside. So it's a stayim. So okay, so now we know who holds what. It must be that Rabbi Chiyah holds that nira mi bachutz v'shava mi b'fnim works as a lechi. Rabbi Yochanan mi lo shmi aleha el shmi aleha v'lo savala. So how can you prove that just because Rabbi Chiyah taught that he holds that way? Rabbi Yochanan probably heard of that brisa also, and he just doesn't hold that way. So just like Rabbi Yochanan heard of it and doesn't hold that way, Rabbi Chiyah nami lo savala. Rabbi Chiyah also may have heard of that brisa and just simply doesn't hold that way. So how do you know that Rabbi Chiyah holds that way just because he taught it? So says Gemara, there's a big difference between Rabbi Chiyah and Rabbi Yochanan and their attitude toward this brisa. Hi, my Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan lo savala mishum hachilo tanila. Rabbi Yochanan never taught this brisa, and the reason he never taught this brisa is because he doesn't agree with it. Rabbi Chiyah I isa de lo savala lamale lemista. If Rabbi Chiyah didn't hold of this brisa, why would he go around teaching it? The fact that he taught it, even though he didn't originate it, must mean that he must hold that way on some level. So the fact that someone goes around teaching something tells you that they hold that way. In the back of the Masifta, in the Pnine Halacha section, he quotes from a Kasha Glover Gaon, from the Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Simon Gimel, where he said the Kasha Glover wrote a tshuva to the Imre Emes, the Ger Rebbe, in explaining the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. The Gemara has an expression Tanoi Shakalta Me'alma, which when there's a Machlokas Tanoim and you only present one side of the Machlokas, so the Gemara says, how could you do that? You took away Machlokas Tanoim, meaning by just presenting one side and making believe as if the other side doesn't exist. So it's a bit of a strange lashon. So the Kasha Glover explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the Torah and created the world, right? And therefore, everything in this world somehow is based in Torah. We say, Eile ve'ele divrei Elokim chayim, but both sides of Machlokas are all divrei Elokim chayim, which means that there's something in this world that's here because of each side of the Machlokas. Each side, when you have a Machlokas Tanaim, each side, maybe we're only going to be able to paskin like one side, but each side has some kiyum in the olam. So Tanai Shakalta Me'alma, you're taking away something from the world when you take away the Machlokas Tanaim. And that's why when we present Shittos in Tanaim, it's our responsibility to present both sides in order to keep the Olam Shalem, in order to keep the world complete. Then the Kashya Glavra says, but I'm not sure what to do with this Gemara. This Gemara says, if Rebbe Chiya was presenting an opposing view, it must be he held like that view, otherwise why in the world would he ever present such a view? What do you mean? He wants to keep the world Shalem. That's why he would present such a view. Okay, so he deals with that Kasha, but that's the Kashya Glavra's Kasha. Let's see a little bit further. If the lechi is only visible from the outside, it's good. Amar Rabu umusvina nashmaitin. He says, I'll be able to ask a kasha on you. It says as follows: Chatzar katana shenifritza legedola, gedola mutarz katana asura. If you have a small chatzar that borders along a larger chatzar, so the larger chatzar is mutter, the smaller chatzar is asur. Mibneishi kepischa shel gedola, because the smaller chatzar is viewed as if it is the pesach of the larger chatzar. But wait a second. But if you hold that a lechi does not have to be visible from the inside, v'misa katana nami tishtarim. The smaller chatzar should be mutter because it should be considered to have two lechis as it border right on the border of the larger chatzar. Because in order for the smaller chatzar to work, if you look at the pictures in Rashi, right, that where the smaller chatzar borders on the larger chatzar's walls stick out a little bit. So those walls that stick out a little bit should be considered lechis, and therefore it should be mutter. Even the smaller chatzar should be mutter. So why don't we say it's near? No, the case is where the walls of the smaller chatzar enter into the larger chatzar. It doesn't just meet at a right angle and go. The smaller chatzar's walls go beyond the border a little bit into the larger chatzar, and therefore you can't use those wall endings. Velema lavud v'tishteri. Why don't we say lavud and be matirit based on lavud, meaning lavud on both sides, from the smaller chatzar to the side walls of the larger chatzar. You know what? Let's come back to this tomorrow. There's going to be a discussion. It's going to take us into the next daf. So, okay, we'll come back to that tomorrow.